So today we're discussing a very interesting verse from a most interesting chapter from the Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Kapila Muni is teaching his mother and all of us. The son is nourishing the mother. The son is feeding the mother. This is a reversal of roles. The mother is the palana, the nourisher, the maintainer of the baby. But the jiva, without Hari Kantamritam, the jiva without Atma Tattva Gyan, the jiva without Bhagavan Sambandha is dead. And for all practical purposes, the jiva is nitya. Nitya jiva. Aham. Me nitya jiva hung atma. But the mother was in ignorance about God. So she asked her illustrious son, Kapila, Bhagavat, Kapila Muni, please instruct me on atma tattva gyan. So he explains different things. This entire chapter is about Ashtanga Yoga. And we're at, this is Canto 3, I believe it's chapter 13, verse 18. Is this right? That's on the board? Thank you. So this verse is a culmination of the 18 preceding verses. It's a systematic presentation of Ashtanga Yoga, which leads, obviously, Ashtanga Yoga must lead to God, Paramatma, in the heart. But Ashtanga Yoga will ultimately lead to Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Shamsundar, Damodar, Madhava. So the ultimate conclusion of Ashtanga Yoga is Yoginam Api Sarvesham. Krishna's telling in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, verse 47. Yoginam Api Sarvesham Madgatanentaratmana. That the most faithful Shraddhavan person, he will, if someone is really a yogi with faith, his yoga will take him to Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, 70th shlok, yes? Yatra that Ashtanga Yoga should become Yogeshwara Yoga. Ashtanga becomes Ashtanga. Yes? Means there is called Krama Yoga. The system of steps. Step one, turn to the left. Step two, turn to the right. Take one step forward and one step back. This is the tango. Or whatever. So there's a dance, the yoga dance. It starts with Yama Niyama. Be good, don't be bad. Being bad means what? Here it comes, are you ready? Being bad means eating meat, eating fish, eggs, onions and garlic, watch out. Laj piyaj, no, it's tamagun. It is not animal, it is tamagun, and it is a special kind of tamagun, because it's tamagun and pap at the same time. Manas Samhita chapter 3, chapter 7, two verses. Anyone who eats onions and garlic, laj piyaj, something like this. Lasan piyaj, onions and garlic, you know, those things that smell, you know, stinky. They get special reward of their wonderful sinful activity of eating onions and garlic. We have a nice future lined up for you. We have a nice vacation for you. We have a few lifetimes. You will become the lucky winner. Now you're living in JK1 and you're eating lavish prasad, chapan bhog, all cooked in ghee, shud deshi ghee, and lots of it. And you can't digest it unless you eat lots of onions and garlic. So there they are. So your future is you will become an eater of dogs. But if you like, you can eat the dogs with onions and garlic because they taste better, I suppose. So that's not a very good idea, to become a chandala who eats the dogs and deals with skins and other things. That's the reward that Manu Samhita is waiting to give everyone. So, karo. I said, pyaj, lasan, pyaj, kata, hey, eat. But so we have to be careful. We have to avoid these things and give up illicit sex we should not have, and eating, drinking whiskey, all these things. So this is the don'ts. And the do's are, live a sattvic life, eat sattvic ahar, associate with sadhus, shastra swadhyaya, tapasya, ekadasi brat, fasting, upavas, and dan, brahman dan, tirtha snan, tirtha Thakurji darshan, all good things we should do. So these are the first two steps of yoga which are described in this chapter. Yama niyama, then there's asana. We have to learn how to sit straight. Because if we don't sit straight, then we can't regulate the flow, the chakras, the seven chakras in the body. And without regulating them, then we can't control the mind, because our pranayama will be ineffective. So asana is a precursor to pranayama. This is all told. I'm giving a summary of the chapter. So there's yama niyama, asan, and then pranayama. And then what type of pranayama? He tells us in the previous verses, you've all been studying this chapter. Kapila Muni says, oh, I prescribe the anulom vilom. Boy, that sounds like Ramdev. Kapila Muni was speaking in, I don't know, was it Satyayuga? Satya Yuga, Kapila Muni was teaching Ashtanga Yoga, so it's really old. But he was also teaching Bhakti Yoga. Huh? Acha? I thought Bhakti Yoga started with ISKCON. No, Kapila Muni was teaching Bhakti Yoga. Ha! Acha? Because he was teaching Ashtanga Yoga in this chapter, which will lead to Krishna Smaran. Not Paramatma Smaran, Paramatma Dhyan, but Radha Krishna Rup Dhyan Chintamani. Meditate on the Chintamani form of Radha Krishna Yuga. They're there. Radha and Krishna Yuga. Partha Sarathi Bhagavan Ki. So he says, yes, do pranayam anulom vilom. Inhale for 10, 8, inhale for 4, hold, rechak, purak, inhale through the pingala nadi, hold for 4, inhale for 4, hold for 8, exhale for 16, on the other one, the chandra nadi, the ida and pingala and ida, exhale. Then by regulating the breath, sitting straight, the breath will move through the body, through the susumna nerve, the prana will move, and then it will balance all the chakras. Then one can start to do meditation. But before you do meditation, you have to do dharana, pratyahara and dharana. So he's saying, this is reviewing of what we've discussed for these last 17 verses. So he's saying, all right, now your breathing is quite good. Now you're getting some control of your mind by balancing your chakras. And the chakras emanate their own types of pranas and energies, which balance the body. And the prana steadies the mind. Then you can do pratyahara and dharana. Pratyahara means you withdraw your senses from the different objects. And then dharana means you start to hold something. Because your senses are indriya. Indriya karshan. Our senses, our indriya have karshan. They're attracted. Our eyes want rupam. Our nose wants gandha, smell, sound. Our ears want shabda. They're reaching out to hold. Our ears are reaching out to hold sounds. Oh, that's nice. Listen to this music. Dum bum bum ba cha pa boom pa. Oh yeah, I like that. That's my ears hold that. And then I dance. And the nose wants to smell nice flowers and fragrances. Then the tongue wants rasa. Ras. It's reaching out to hold. Right? Rasa dharana. Jiva rasa dharana. The tongue wants to reach out and do dharana of the indriya, the objects, the indriya vishay. Indriya vishay. The objects of the senses. So now, the yogi, he has to do two things. Pratyahara. But if I pull my senses back, my tongue is not reaching out to the onions and garlic. Or whatever, the ice cream, pizza, this, that. And I pull it back, the tongue is going to run out. I pull back my pratyahara and try to fix it somewhere. Okay, I got you guys now. I have you. I'm holding the tongue. I'm holding the ears. But they say, you're nothing, man. They go, pop, pop. And then you go, oh, you don't have the power to hold your senses because you're a neophyte yogi. And then they go out again. When you're not looking, they jump out. And you eat some sabji with onions. So there's pratyahara. Then in this chapter he's saying we have to do dharana. Dharana. Dharana means we have to let go of holding on to the sense objects. Then we have to hold on to something else. Param dristva nivartate. Rasa varjam rasopyasya. Rasa varjam. We have to experience a ras, a flavor, a taste, an experience of our, an oral experience through our ears or through our tongue. A different experience. Rasa varjam. A type of rasa which is varjam, which is vara, increasing more and more. So Kapila Muni is telling us, pull back your senses, stop looking at all those girls in M Block Market. Wow. My eyes are really holding on to those rupam. It's like, look at that. Hey, look at that one. Nittai Gore. Unfortunately, you don't say Nittai Gore. What do you say? You say, give me some more. You follow? You're looking at a girl, which you shouldn't do. She's really beautiful. And you should say, hey, Nittai Gore, let me get out of here. instead of Nittai Gore, when you see the beautiful girl in M Block and you should run away, or let's say in wherever there is, you know, down there, Marina, whatever they have down there. What's some hot spot in Bombay?
Bandra.
Bandra. He knows. So you're in Bandra and you see some long hair, the Bollywood style. You know, tight pants, and like, you have to stitch them on your body. They're stuck on with glue on your leg. And the guys in Bandra, wow, Shabash, Shabash, Vapare, Vap. So he should say, Nittai Gore, let me out of here. But instead he says, give me some more. Maya. What is this stuff? You can't, it's like you're in a prison house here. So dharana, we have to hold on to something better. So then Kapila Muni says, let go of all those girls and onions and garlic and rock and roll sounds and shabda and gunda and sparsha. Well, let me get my hands on that baby or that guy or whatever. Let go of all that and do dharana. What kind of dharana? You have to hold something that's better than that. You have to hold someone who's better than the girl in Bandra or M Block. You have to hear something that's better than rock and roll. You have to taste something that's better than onions and garlic. You have to touch something that's better than your wife and your husband. For who is that better object of our senses? Kapila Muni tells us, it's the Lord in the heart. You have to do Paramatma Dharana. Paramatma Dharana. You have to hold on. Pratyahara, pull back the senses, and then hold on. Fix the mind on the super soul. Yes? So now you meditate, and then he starts to describe. These are in the previous verses of chapter 13. Then he starts to describe, well, what will you meditate? What does he look like? What does Paramatma, Antaryami, Super Soul look like in the heart? Have you seen him, Kapila Muni? Can you describe him to me? Because when I close my eyes, I see the girl in Bandra. If I close my eyes and try to meditate, then I see some really handsome hunk of a man walking through M Block Markets. I close my eyes. That's what I see in my heart of hearts. So Kapila Muni says, no, there's this beautiful form of the Lord, with long wavy hair and lotus eyes. He's describing it there. You should hold on to him. Paramatma. Sundar, Sham Sundar, Paramatma Sundar, the Sundar Rupam, the Sundar Rupam of Paramatma, Lord Vishnu in the heart. We should meditate upon that form and see that, hold that form in our heart as we do pranayama. Anulom. And then you withdrew all your senses. You're not looking, you're not hearing, you're not tasting everything. And he also tells you, look with half-closed eyes, stare at the tip of the nose or the trikuta, the third eye. And you start to see in your heart the Paramatma. And the Paramatma, when you see Krishna, the Sundara Rupam of Bhagavan Sri Krishna, you become full of rasa. Ras, Bhagavan Ras, flavor. It was here, it's gone here. Spiritual flavor, satisfaction guaranteed, money back guarantee, full satisfaction. If you meditate on the Hari in the heart, Lord Vishnu, Kapila Muni's telling this. Actually, there's a very nice. I noticed one Sanskrit phrase. Very nice picture they include. They have this picture in the Bhagavatam to indicate what verse. This is a picture of Laraliji, Radharani, showing mercy to Narada Muni. This is when Narada Muni had Sakshat Darshan of Radharani and Barsana in one kalpa and Ravel, the village of Ravel, in another kalpa. This is very nice. This is the same form of, and a different painting, but the same form of the Radharani we worship at Radhakund. We worship Radha in this Chitra Murti, Tasvir Chitra, and Giridhari. So I open the Bhagavatam, and Radharani say, here I am. I say, I'm coming. I'm leaving at 11 o'clock. Wait for me. Kotaiko. Prema mahi radhe radhe Bengali hai. Kotaiko prema mahi radhe radhe. Kotaiko prema mahi radhe radhe. Ashtasaki shiromani radhe radhe. Ashtasaki shiromani radhe radhe. Kano mano mohini radhe radhe. Kanu Manu Mohini. Kanu is Krishna. Right? Kanu. Kanu Mana. Mana means man. You understand? Mohini. Samaste. The mind of Kanu Sri Krishna becomes bewildered. Chamatkar. By Mohini Rupam that Lord Shiva saw Mohini, not by Mohini, by Radha Mohini Rupam. Krishna cannot be bewildered by a Vishnu Shakti. Mohini Devi in the 8th canto of Bhagavatam is a Shakti of Vishnu. Krishna can only be bewildered by his own Shakti, Nija Shakti Rupataya Kalabi. By his Ladini Shakti Radharani, he can be bewildered. So then, our Gorkishore sang this song in Virahabhav. Kotaiko prema mahi radhe radhe. Kotaiko prema mahi radhe radhe. Kano mana mohini radhe radhe. Kano mana mohini radhe radhe. Kanu mana mohini Radhe Radhe. Vrishabhanu Nandini, Radhe Radhe. Vrishabhanu Nandini, Radhe Radhe. Where Kotai means Kahan. Kahan Radha. Kotai go Prema Mayi. Oh Prema Mayi Radha, where are you? I am searching for you. So Kapila Muni, he mentions in this one verse we saw, he explains how to meditate. The glory of the Lord is always worth singing about. For Krishna's glories enhance the glories of Krishna's devotees. Krishna's mahima increases the mahima of the Vaishnavas, the devotees. Therefore, one should meditate upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And not only meditate upon God, but one should also meditate upon the devotees of God. Krishna Bhakta Rup Dhyan. Krishna Bhakta Dhyan. Dhyan. Meditate. Meditate. Think about, pray to Krishna. Krishna Dhyanam. Krishna Vandanam. Krishna. Same thing. Dhyan is thinking, meditate. And we should also think about, meditate, Bhakta Dhyanam. Srila Prabhupada Dhyanam. Meditate on Srila Prabhupada's charitra and his upadesh, his shiksha, and follow. Then Kapila Muni goes on. Starting with the Lord and the heart, which I've been describing, this is the 18th verse culminating this whole Ashtanga process. Now we're at the level, now we have Pratyahara, we've crossed that krama, and we've crossed the krama of dharana. Now we're practicing dhyan. Then after dhyan comes dhruva anusmriti, then samadhi. Samadhi. So now he's introducing the principle of dhyan. Meditate on the form of God. Because most people will accept that God exists, and he's powerful, and he may in fact exist in my heart, Paramatma, Antaryami. But very few people, and most people can appreciate that, that Bhagavan is in my heart, he's in the atom, there is God, he's everywhere, and he has lots of power and greatness and abilities. But most people cannot accept, nor can they appreciate, that the devotees of the Lord, the Vishnu Bhaktas, Ram Bhaktas, or Krishna Bhaktas, that they are anywhere to be found, they are anywhere to be seen, and they are certainly not worth my thinking about, and they are not worth my meditating upon. So therefore, he introduces this principle. First, accept the idea that Bhagavan is in your heart. And through this Ashtanga Yoga process, start to meditate on that Bhagavan, that personality, Swayam, that Bhagavan, that form of the Lord in your heart by Yoga Dhyan, Paramatma Dhyan. And that will lead you to Paramatma Samadhi. But this is not the sum and substance of this verse, but in the Tikas of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, which Prabhupada has included, and also Jiva Goswami, because this is only talking about the yogi, the Ashtanga yogi, but ultimately this chapter will lead us to the Yogeshwara yogi, the Bhakti yogi, who meditates not on Paramatma, but his meditation, he goes beyond the Paramatma, because there's the Lord, Swayam Bhagavan, he's represented in five forms, Pancharupam. The first accessible form for everyone, whether you're a bogi, or whether you're a yogi, or whether you're a rogi, you can access the Lord on internet. No, wait a minute. I mean, you can access the Lord in the Mandir. You can come to mandir.com. You've heard that station? Mandir.com. ndmandir.com. newdelhimandir.com. And that, this is the internet connection. And you come in the door, then you can get connected with the Archamurti. And the Archamurti is the form of Paramatma and the form of Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. Then that Archamurti will help you realize, if you're a Bhakti Yoga Yogi, that Radhasham Sundar and Radhagiridhari and Parthasarathi, they are in my heart, not the Paramatma. Sita and Ram were in the heart of Hanuman and not the Paramatma. You want to see? You want to see Radhasham in my heart? Yes? I already showed you. I'm not going to do any surgery, either psychic surgery or materialistic surgery. I'm not going to go like this because it's cold. I'll come back in the summer and I'll show you. That's the mercy of Guru. Brahmanda Brahmate Kaun Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Vai Bhakti Lata Beach. Bhakti Devi comes in heart. Bhakti Devi is the Anksha of Radhika. Bhakti Devi is Radharani's Anksha. She is Ladini Shakti and she's Samvit. So Bhakti Devi is the fusion, the transcendental fusion of Radha and Krishna. Bhakti Devi is Vishuddha Sattva. Vishuddha Sattva means Samvit, knowledge. Vasudeva Sri Krishna. Vasudeva Sri Krishna Samvite. Radharani, Ladini Shakti. And Bhakti Devi is the Amsa, the expansion of Radharani that enters the heart by the mercy of Guru. So that means if Bhakti is in the heart, that means Radha Krishna in the heart. Vasudeva Samvit Shakti Krishna. Yes? And Ladini Shakti Radha. So Bhakti Devi in the heart, the Bhakti Devi Bijam, or the seed of Bhakti Devi, whatever you want to say. Bhakti Devi in the heart means that you'll attain some knowledge. As you realize Bhakti Devi, you'll get some joy, prasannatma, you'll become joyful, you'll emanate joy to others, and ultimately you'll experience bhava and prema as bhakti expands within the heart and takes over your whole being and manifests various subject vikars in your body as Bhakti Devi expands into Bhava Devi. First, Bhakti Devi is also Sadhana Devi, and Sadhana is also a Devi. So Bhakti Devi expands into Bhava Devi, and Bhava Devi expands into Prema Bhakti Devi. And then there's Sakshatkar, direct darshan. So the darshan of Radha Krishna Yugal begins in the Mandir, Archamurti, and then goes to the Paramatma. You see them in the heart. And then there's the Prakash Vigraha, and then there's the Vilas Vigraha, then there's the Paramatma, then there's the Chaturvyuha, then Prakash, that's the fourth one. And the final representation of the Lord, of the ultimate form of the Lord, is Swayam, Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. It starts from there. Everything starts from there. That's the origin. Goloka Dham. So these are the five forms of Godhead, which are described in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam and delineated by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. So our meditation is, he's telling, meditate on the form of the Lord. So this is the Ashtanga Yoga. He's in a cave. He's in the mountains. He's in a lonely place. So he captures a super soul. But the Bhakti Yogi, he lives with devotees. And he lives in the Mandir, or nearby the Mandir. So he accesses or sees the Lord Sakshat in the Archamurti. Then by serving that form of the Archamurti appears in the heart and supplants or replaces the Paramatma. So when he closes his eyes and meditates in his heart, he sees. He sees Radha Shamasundar, Radha Giridhari. This is the experience of the devotees at the level of Madhyam, the Madhyam Adhikari. Madhyam can be, who is experiencing Ruchi, at the level of Ruchi and Asakti, then he can see the Lord in the heart. His Lord, his Ishta in the heart. So he's telling us this. So with this whole idea, which is mentioned in the purport, and Prabhupada brings out, that Kapila Muni is encouraging us to meditate and glorify the Paramatma, or God, we should also meditate on the representative of God, which is the devotee of the Lord. So we'll read the purport, and then we'll maybe discuss that. So let's read Srila Prabhupada's purport and see how he takes... Because the devotee takes us to God, God takes us to the devotee. Do you agree? Yasya prasada, yasya prasada bhagavat prasada, yasya prasada nagadigatobi. Guru, Krishna takes you to Guru when you have enough punya sukriti, bhakti unmukhi sukriti, then Krishna in the heart says, now you've done a lot of good things, now meet sadhu, guru. So now you meet sadhu, guru, he said, oh, you come to me. Krishna has sent you to me, okay, I'll take you to Krishna. Krishna sent you to me, and I'll take you back. Krishna sent you from the material world to me, now I'll take you from the material world back to the spiritual world. This is the devotee. So then Prabhupada says, one has to fix his mind on the Supreme Personality of Godhead constantly. When one is accustomed to thinking of one of the innumerable forms of the Lord, Krishna, Vishnu, Ram, Narayan, he has reached the perfection of yoga. Brahma Samhita confirms this, that a person who has developed pure love of God, Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena, and whose eyes are smeared with the ointment of transcendental loving exchange. Very beautiful translation Prabhupada is giving here of that verse. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena Santaksadeva Yesha Vilokayanta Yam Shama Sundara Achintya Guna Sarupam. So Prabhupada is giving a very beautiful translation. He says that, because the verse is saying when you have premanjan, anjan, when you have the kajal, or anjan on the eyes of love, not for man or woman, but for God, Bhagavan Prema, premanjana churita bhakti vilochan, the lochan of bhakti means that you see with love, but bhakti means seva. So Prabhupada translates the phrase bhakti vilochan very wonderfully here. He says, when the eyes of the advanced devotee are smeared with the ointment of transcendental loving exchange, he always sees within his heart the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's very nice. He's saying bhakti vilochan, that just means the eyes of devotion. Yes? But he's saying, not just with devotion, but devotion is, that's static. That's potential. It's static. It's potential, not kinetic. Devotion is moving. Devotion is expressing itself in action, in lila, in drama, in play. And that means exchanges of love between Krishna and the gopis and his devotees and sakhas. So he sees with lila drishti. He actually sees the Lord with prem lila drishti, with a vision of the prema-filled leelas of the Lord. This is what it means, bhakti vilochanena. That's how Prabhupada is translating. So Prabhupada goes on, the devotees especially see the Lord in the beautiful blackish form of Shyamasundara. That is the perfection of yoga. Because even the Ashtanga yogi who sees Paramatma drishti, that is not the highest expression of yoga, because Krishna says, yoginam api sarvesham. The topmost yogi sees Yogeshwara Sri Krishna in the heart. So Prabhupada in his purport, Kapila Muni is pointing the yogi towards Paramatma. But that yogi, that great guru, Prabhupada is saying, okay, Paramatma dandavat pranam. When the gopis in Paita Gram, in Govardhan, when the super soul appeared before them, Krishna disguised as Paramatma with four arms, and in this Vasant Ras, and Krishna disappeared from him, Paramatma appeared, and the gopis, just see what kind of yogis they were. They were running everywhere around Govardhan. Krishna Kahan, Krishna Kahan, Krishna, Krishna, where are you? Then Paramatma, boing. Oh. And the gopis saw Paramatma and Payetagram. This is Leela. And they said, oh, Acha, Paramatma, Acha, Dandabas. Hey, listen, have you seen Krishna? Krishna Kahan. Konsa dig, accelerator. Where he went? Which way he went? Which direction he went? They went, Acha, Dandabas, Maharaj. Listen, where's Krishna? And it was actually Krishna disguised. So the bhakti yogis and the gopis are the param bhaktas, the supreme premi bhaktas of the Lord, are the gopis. And they're going beyond the super soul. So Prabhupada, representing the gopis, he's saying, Kapila is saying meditate on the super soul, but Prabhupada said, for us, the super soul is the beautiful, blackish form of Shamsundar. Radha Shamsundar ki jai. Radhe 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 Sham. Radhe 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 Sham. Radha Shamsundar ki jai. So Prabhupada's home is Vrindavan. Yes? Yes. Where in Vrindavan? No. That is his home in his sadhaka roop. Where is Prabhupada's? That's Prabhupada's home in his sadhaka roop as a perfect devotee and teacher. Where is the home? Where is his eternal home in Vrindavan? Who said that? Prabhupada, yes. Srila Prabhupada said, you should know that my eternal home is Seva Kunja. And where is Seva Kunj? Vrindavan, Vrindavan, Vrindavan. Yes, with Radha and Damodar and Radha and Madhav and Radha and Chalchikan and Radha and Vrindavan Chandra. And Vilas Manjari and Rupa Manjari and Kasturi Manjari, Krishna's Kaviraj and Jiva Goswami and Rupa Goswami. This is Prabhupada's eternal home. Yes?
Yes.
So, in Prabhupada's eternal home, besides Radha Damodar, Jew, being his Ishta, also he has another Ishta. And what is the name of his other Ishta in Vrindavan? What is the name of Prabhupada's other Ishtadev in Vrindavan? Radha? Shamsundar. So when Prabhupada's writing this purport, he's in wherever he is when he's doing third canto, maybe Hawaii, maybe France, somewhere, traveling and preaching as he always did and does and will ever do. He's, as he said, don't think I'm in a New York apartment in 1966. I am always living in Vrindavan. Because Prabhupada, even when he was in the East Village, he was always thinking of Radha Damodar and Radha Shamsundar in Vrindavan. So therefore, when he's writing this purport, he says, listen, my dear devotees in ISKCON, and my Shishya, and my grandchildren, whatever you say, grand disciples. You should not, okay, meditate in the super soul. You be like the gopis, you offer Adar. Super soul Adar, Dandabat Paramatma, please guide my senses. Be the Rishikesh, be the Upadrasta, be the everything for me, and let me engage me in the service of the Lord. But don't mind. I want that beautiful blackish form of Shamsundar. Prabhupada's telling me, I'm just following Prabhupada. Don't mind. I want to do Paramatma Dhyan, but Prabhupada's telling you Shamsundar Dhyan. Meditate on Shamsundar, and Shamsundar is always accompanied by Radharani. So then we should meditate, because if Prabhupada says meditate on Shamsundar in the heart, then automatically means meditate upon Radha Shamsundar in the heart. That is the perfection of yoga. This yoga system should be continued until the mind does not vacillate for a moment. Vacillate is interesting. Vacillate means go this way, that way. And in Hindi we say, or in Sanskrit we say, vikshep. Vikshep. You've heard this? Chitta, in Patanjali's Yoga Sutra, he says, chitta roga vikshep, or something like that. He says that we should control the chitta so there's no vikshep or distraction or disturbance. So Prabhupada's saying that we should meditate upon the form of Radha Shamsundar in our heart until there's no more vikshep. So we can hold that form in our heart without disturbance, without break, without distraction. That's what he's saying here. Vacillate. To vacillate means vikshep. You understand vikshep? Is Hindi also? Vikshep? Vikshep is not Hindi? What do you say? Vichalit. Excuse me. Vikshep is Sanskrit. Because in Madhurya Kadambini, he talks about Vikshep. Anishtita Bhakti. There's subtle and gross manifestations of not unsteady or not steady Bhakti at the level of an Artanivirti, and one is Vikshep. So Prabhupada goes on. Om Tad Vishnu Param Param Sada Pashyanti Suryo Jujiva Chakshutam Yad Pasavi Jujivam Se Samindate Vishnu Yad Paramam Param. He quotes this verse from Rig Samhita. The form of Vishnu is the highest individuality and is always visible to the sages and saintly persons. The same purpose is served when a devotee worships the form of the Lord in the temple. Does that sound familiar with what I said? Prabhupada is saying the same purpose, the same goal that you get by meditating on Om Tad Vishnu Param Param Sada Pashanti Suryo Jadriva Chakshur Tatam Tad Viprasovi Jagivam Se Samindate Vishnu Yat Param Param. Vishnu, the Rig Samhita, and here Kapila is saying, Prabhupada is saying the same benefit, the same purpose that one attains by meditating on the Paramatma, one can attain by coming into mandir.com and meditating upon the, Archa Murti of the Lord, the deities of the Lord. This is Prabhupada's purport. Prabhupada is also following the teachings of Bhakti Siddhanta that there are five representations of the Lord. The most accessible one is the Archamurti. The Archamurti will lead us to the Paramatma, which I told you, in the heart. And then that Paramatma will lead us to the Prakash or the Chatur Vyuha and then the Prakash Vigra and then the Swayam Bhagavan. But we're not meditating on Paramatma. We're not meditating on the Chatur Vyuha forms of the Lord. We're not meditating on the Prakash Vigrahas. We're directly meditating on Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam, yes? Because Prabhupada just said that in the previous verse. So if you have $1,000, you automatically have $500 and $100, yes? So if we meditate and practice repeatedly meditating on Radha Shamasundar in our heart, Radha Govinda in our heart, Radha Partha Sarati in our heart, or whomever our Ishtadev is of Radha and Krishna, we start there. We start with $1,000. So automatically we have, by constantly practicing and meditating on Radha Shamasundar in the heart, and there's so many descriptions about them, and we've collected them, it's not an advertisement, but there's a little book here that costs a whopping 10 rupees. It's in Hindi for 10 rupees and English for 10 rupees. It costs us 9.5 rupees to print it. So we're just giving it out. And this book describes, and so many places in Prabhupada's books, it describes how to meditate on the form. Radha Krishna Rup Dhyan Chintamani. So this is a practice. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. Do we meditate, do we remember Vishnu and meditate on Vishnu? Yes or no? The answer is no. What is Prabhupada teaching us? What is Kapila Muni teaching us? What are we repeating? What are we saying? To meditate upon Radha Krishna in the heart. Yes? Yes. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Radha Krishna Smaranam. Yes? Is this Gaudiya Vaishnavism?
Yes.
Are we Vishnu Bhaktas? No. Are we Ram Bhaktas? We worship Ram, we honor Ram. But our ultimate Ishtadev, for most of us, there may be Ram Bhaktas amongst us also that joined ISKCON, that's fine. But most of us, our Ishtadev is Radha and Krishna, yes? Because Gaudiya Vaishnavism teaches specifically and only Radha Krishna worship. Aradhyo Bhagavan Brajesha Tanayos Sridham Vrindavanam. Our Aradhya Dev is the son of Nanda Maharaj. This is a verse from Srinath Chakravarti Thakur, who is a disciple of Advaitacharya and a contemporary of Lord Chaitanya. Sometimes the verse is attributed to Vishwanath, but it's actually Srinath Acharya. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesha Tanayos Sridham Vrindavanam. Ramya Kachid Upasana Brajavadubir. The same purpose. No, there is no difference between devotional service in the temple and meditation on the form of the Lord. Since the form of the Lord is the same, whether he appears within the mind or in some concrete element. So the yogi was sitting in a cave in Himalayas meditating on Paramatma. The bhakta was running around the temple, sweeping the floors and cutting vegetables and selling books and doing puja or whatever he's doing or she's doing. He's more absorbed than the Paramatma yogi in a cave in the Himalayas. Because he's going all around, oh Radhaparta Sarathi, I'm cutting your vegetables. Oh Radhaparta Sarathi, I'm selling your books. Oh, you're there, I'm your servant. And what's Prabhupada saying here? The forms of the deity, Archamurti, may be made out of, they're recommended for the Lord, for the devotees to see, are wood, sand, clay, stone. These forms can be contemplated within the heart and mind. Made of metal, painted colors, paintings. Painted colors means paintings, Chitramurti. But all these forms of the Lord, whether the Lord appears in a painting, or a photograph in this book, or an Archamurti, they're all the same. They all have the same potency, power, blessings, and Shakti. There is no difference. The Supreme Personality of God is absolute, and therefore there is no difference between the Archamurti and God Himself. So Prabhupada is saying all these five forms are equal. The impersonalist Mayavadis who desire to disregard the eternal form of the Lord, they imagine some round figure known as the light. They especially prefer the Omkara, which also has form. Gita says Omkara is a letter of form of the Lord, Pranava. Pranava sarvavedeshu. Of all the Vedas, I am the Pranava Omkara, Krishna says in Gita. Another significant word in this verse is Punya Shloka Yashashkaram. The devotee is called Punya Shloka. As one becomes purified by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one becomes purified simply by chanting the name of a holy devotee. One becomes purified pavitram, man pavitram, riddhi pavitram, jivan pavitram, by shud bhakta gan, shud bhakta mahima, like this, glorifying the pure devotees. Jaya Guru Dev, Jaya Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Guru Dev, Jaya Guru Dev. Jaya Guru Dev, Jaya Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Now let me ask you something. Do you all feel purified by glorifying the pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada?
Yes.
Go like this. Because the pure devotee is non-different. He's Sakshat Hari, Acharya Mam Vijanayan. In Uddhav Gita, Krishna is telling Uddhav, Gyara Skanda, 11th canto, Acharya Mam Vijanayan. You should know very clearly, Vijani, Visheshjana, Visheshjani. This is a very special truth. Vishesh, understand Vishesh means speciality, a very special, unique jana. This is something you should really understand deeply, that the guru, the acharya, the pure devotee is me. Mam means me. Krishna is telling the pure devotee is Krishna, he's me. And there's other verses where Krishna is glorifying Uddhava. And he says, Uddhava, there is no difference between you and me. We are the same. Uddhava is Krishna, Krishna is Uddhava. And so, oh, many verses. Even there's another verse, maybe third canto, where Krishna is glorifying Uddhav, and he said, Lakshmi may be dear to me. My brother Baladev may be dear to me. Maybe he says my mother, I don't remember. Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, or my brother, but no one can be as dear to me as you, Uddhav. Unbelievable. How dear the pure devotees are to the Lord. And Prabhupada is bringing this out in the verse. And Padma Puran is telling that if you remember, simply remember, What does speak of glorify a pure devotee? What happens? Pavitram. You become purified. But there's more than that. 1/6, which is like, how many percent is 1/6?
16%.
Thank you. 16.6 percentage of the punya, the punya, the sukriti in the heart of that greatly advanced Narottam, or great pure devotee Lord. 1/6 of his sukriti and good qualities come inside your mind and heart. And that creates also Pavitram. It's in Padma Puran. This is the extraordinary benefit about Guru Dhyan, or Guru Seva, or glorifying the Guru. It's powerful. He says, the pure devotee and the Lord, the pure devotee of the Lord and the Lord Himself are non-different. They are equal. It is sometimes feasible to chant the name of a holy devotee. This is a very sanctified process. Sanctified means it's very spiritual. It's alokic. It's alokic, and it's also purifying, pavitram. This is a very, very means vishesh. A very sanctified process. Like this, Jaya Guru Dev, Jaya. This is, do we do this? I hope you do. If you don't, then start today. My Gurudev is Srila Prabhupada, and all, of course, my godbrothers are also my Shiksha Gurus. Jaya Gurudev, Jaya Srila Prabhupada. This is a very sanctified process. Prabhupada is telling us, hello, good morning, wake up, Jeev Jago. If Prabhupada is telling us that something is very good and very purifying, powerful, then what should our response be? We should do it. If I say that it's very good for you to eat, to drink fresh orange juice, or what you say, kino or something, kino, it's very healthy, badiya swast. If you take, you know, taza kino ras, taza, huh? Taza kino ras pio, whatever. Drink some fresh, what we say, orange juice, but you call kino. It's very healthy. So you hear that, then you should do it. So we should follow the teachings of the Bhagavad, Shiksha, Guru Shiksha. Lord Chaitanya was always chanting the names of devotees. Lord Chaitanya was always glorifying his devotees. He's God. He's glorifying the devotees. It's so much so that Krishnas Kaviraj said Lord Chaitanya was glorifying the devotees. It appeared that he had five mouths. Panchamukh Gauranga. You've heard of Panchamukh Hanuman? Panchamukh, yes? Lord Chaitanya was always glorifying his devotees with five mouths. And he was especially glorifying the greatest devotees of the Lord. And who are the greatest devotees of the Lord? The cowherd damsels of Braja, the gopis. He was glorifying all the devotees. Surup Damodar and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Narahari Sakar. He was glorifying them all when he was in Puri. But especially he was glorifying the gopis. Lord Chaitanya would say, gopi, 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 gopi. Yes. He was chanting and his students chased him with a stick. Stop it! Chant Krishna, Krishna and be happy. Why are you chanting gopi, gopi? You're sahajiya. Mahaprabhu, you're sahajiya. Hey, wait a minute. I'm not sahajiya. The sahajiyas are guys that don't follow me. Radha, Radha, Radha. Gopi, gopi. They said, why are you chanting the name of the gopis? Why not Krishna? Lord Chaitanya was irritated by such criticism. Hey, bozo sannyasi, why don't you chant Hare Krishna? Why are you chanting Radhe, Radhe? You should chant Krishna, Krishna. And what was Lord Chaitanya's response? He was irritated. Hey, who are you? Ah. And he was irritated. And there was some misunderstanding between him and his students. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what did he want to do with those students? Did he want to glorify them with five mouths? Did Lord Chaitanya want to glorify his students, his shishya, his chelas with five mouths? Did he want to serve them up prasadam? What did he want to do with them? He wanted to chastise them. Sama, Veda, Danda. Samaveda, Veda, Danda. He wanted to beat them with a Danda, stick, chest. Oh, you're chasing me with a stick for chanting Gopi Gopi? Hey, give me that stick. Where's the stick? I am going to chase you with a stick and beat you for telling me not to chant Gopi Gopi. He wanted to chastise them for to instruct them on the transcendental process of chanting. That's very interesting. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to chastise his students. Why? Because they were telling him to chant the name of Krishna, which all the Vedas say that Ante Narayana Smriti. Ante Narayana Smriti. At the end and the beginning and the middle, you should remember Narayan by saying Narayan, Narayan, Ram, Ram. Narayana, 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 Narayana. That's what Bhagavad's up to, right? So, this purport is very powerful and very encouraging for the likes of someone like me. Because I'm going to go to Radhakund and I'm going to chant Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Until my mind falls out of my head, until all my anarthas dribble all on the floor, until Radharani gives me her darshan, sakshan darshan. I'm going to sit in Radhakund and chant Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. And also one lakh of Hare Krishna mantra. And then everyone's happy, and Radharani and Krishna will be happy. And then if she's very kind to me, she may give sakshan darshan. Lord Chaitanya wanted to chastise his students because they were trying to tell him to chant the name of Krishna, which the Vedas. And why did he want to do this? Because he wanted to instruct them in the transcendental process of chanting. Lord Chaitanya wanted to teach the students the transcendental process of chanting. What is the transcendental process of chanting? Prabhupada has already told that. The transcendental process of chanting is to glorify the devotees. And that is actually Punya Shloka. Punya Shloka, Yashashakam, Yashashkaram. The verse is telling Punya Shloka Yashashkaram that the yogi should glorify, one should glorify the Lord, the most famous Lord, with auspicious shlokas. Yasha, Yasha. Karam, you should glorify the name and fame of the Lord with beautiful shlokas. Punya, Punya Shloka Yasha. Yasha means fame. Karam means to do. Yes? Go like this. So Prabhupada is taking this phrase and he says, but don't forget, glorify the devotees. See Lord Chaitanya's example. This is the transcendental process. Yes, to glorify Krishna, but don't neglect and don't forget to glorify your guru and all the other devotees. Lord Chaitanya did not only glorify his guru. Who is his guru? Ishvara Puri. Yes? Keshav Bharati. Oh, you're my guru. I will say, Jaya Guru Dev, Jaya Ishvara Puri, Jaya Guru Dev, Jaya Keshava Bharati Bas. All you guys are, everybody else is a Badmash. You're all Badmash and Gundas. I only glorify, this Krishna Das, yeah. I'm bigger than you. Why should I glorify you? I'll beat you rather with a stick. That is not the transcendental process that Prabhupada is telling us. Our Gurudev is telling us. Lord Chaitanya taught the transcendental process. Glorify your guru, yes, big time. But glorify all, he glorified all his devotees. With five mouths, panchamukharanga, five mouths glorifying the devotees. We can't even use one mouth to glorify one devotee. We're so envious and attached and stupid. But Prabhupada is trying to remind us, hey, don't forget the devotees. And this is the transcendental process to glorify the devotees. So Lord Chaitanya and Puri was glorifying all the devotees, the pure devotees, and Sakiras, Dasiras, and all the Chararasas. But in Navadvip, he was glorifying also the devotees, but the topmost devotees, because he was deeply in separation from Krishna. So the gopis can take you to Krishna. Radharani can take you to Krishna. So he's in Radha's Viraha. So Radharani, when she's in Viraha, separation from Krishna, then she calls out to the gopis, Gopi, Gopi, Lalita, Lalita, Vishaka, Krishna, come and take me to Krishna. I'm burning in the fire and pangs of separation. So Lord Chaitanya, identifying with Radha's bhav, beginning that mood of Viraha, separation, Navadvipa, he started crying out, Gopi, Gopi, Gopi. Gopi means Lalita, Gopi, Vishaka, Gopi. Where is Krishna? Help me. This is the purport of why he was chanting Gopi, Gopi. And his students are trying to beat him. So the transcendental process is to glorify the guru and all the devotees, and to glorify the greatest devotee of the Lord, who is Kiraj Dharan Ki. Wow, I tricked you, huh? But Giridhari is Haridas Varya. He's the greatest devotee of the Lord. But who spoke this? Who spoke this verse? This verse in the Bhagavatam that said Giridhari or Haridas Varya, that he's the greatest devotee of the Lord, this verse was spoken by the person who wrote the shloka. There's a shloka you've heard about. Trinada Pisanichina Torivasishna Manina Manidina Kirtaniya Sada Hari. So the person who wrote that verse is actually the greatest devotee. So who wrote that verse? Srimati Radharani. She wrote that verse in her form as Mahaprabhu when she was in Gambira Leela. Yes? Yes. So this is Radharani speaking the Shikshastakam. So she is actually the most humble, she has the most Dainya Bhav, the most Laja Bhav, and the most Prema Bhav, Mahabhav. And she has this great humility. She's a personification of humility. So she does not say in the page of the Bhagavatam, I am Haridas Varya. She says, Giriraj, Giridhari Lal. But actually, if you ask Giridhari Lal, Radharani is saying, you are the greatest devotee. Who is Giridhari Lal will say, Radharani is the greatest devotee. Therefore, since we should glorify the greatest devotees of the Lord, Radharani is the greatest devotee of the Lord, so we should chant Gopi Gopi, and we should chant Gurudev Gurudev, and we should chant Krishnadas Krishnadasi, and Vaishnavas, and we should also chant Radhe 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 Bo! Radhe 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 Radhe. Jaya Guru Dev, Jaya Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Krishna Das, Jaya Krishna Dasi. Jaya Krishna Das, Jaya Krishna Dasi. Jaya Guru Dev, Jaya Srila Prabhupada. Radhe 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 Jaya Shri Radhe. Radhe 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 Jai Shri Radhe 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 Jai Shri Radhe Krishna, 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 Jai 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 Sri Krishna, Radhe Radhe Radhe, Jai 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 Sri Radhe. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bolo, Prince J. Bolo, George J. Kirtani Sanahari.
Jaya Guru Dev, Jaya Srila Prabhupada.
George
J. Jaya Guru Dev, Jaya Srila Prabhupada.
Jaya Krishna Das, Jaya Krishna Dasi. Radhe, 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 Radhe.
Radhe, Radhe, Jaya Shri Radhe.
Radhe, Radhe, Jaya Shri Radhe. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Radhe 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 Radhe
Radhe Radhe Jai Shri Radhe
Radhe Radhe Jai Shri Radhe Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya
The purport. The beauty of the Lord is that. This is the beauty. What is the beauty of the Lord? What is it? It is that the devotees who are connected with his activities are also glorified. The devotees who are connected with the activities of the Lord are also glorified. Are you connected with the activities of the Lord?
Yes.
Go like this. Yes. I am serving the Lord by serving my Guru. So you should be glorified, Prabhupada is saying. Now, only sannyasi devotees that are doing activities and only brahmacharis? Should it be only them? The grihasthas like, ah. No. What does Prabhupada say? Arjun, Prahlad, Janak Maharaj, Bali Maharaj, and many other devotees, they were not sannyasis. They were householders, grihasthas, family people. Some of them, like Prahlad and Bali, they were demons. Asur Parivar, Haranyakashipu's son. So even demoniac family people, they're glorified when they're engaged in the activities of the Lord. Prahlad's grandson was Bali, but still they become famous because of their association with the Lord. That means that whether you're a family person or brahmachari sannyasi, even if you're a demon, asura parivara, if you are associated with the Lord or connected to the Lord by any type of activities or service or seva, then you should be glorified and honored. Yes? Yes. What is the conclusion? Anyone who is eternally associated with Krishna is glorified along with Krishna. The conclusion is that a perfect yogi should always be accustomed to seeing the form of the Lord. And unless the mind is fixed in that way, he should continue to practice yoga. So the Prabhupada's telling here, yoga smaran dharan. He's saying that we should continually to practice as upasana, sadhana upasana. We should practice every day for 5 minutes, 1 hour, meditating on Radha Shyam Sundar in the heart. And this book, Radha Govinda Meditations, a whopping 10 rupees, has a nice description of how to meditate on the Lord in the heart. Very beautiful. Taken from Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur and the Srimad Bhagavatam and Garga Samhita and many different places. So this is Prabhupada's closing. This is the conclusion that we should, we're bhakti yogis, so we have to try to do Radha Shyam Sundar Dharan. Have to hold the form of Radha Partha Sarthi in our hearts. It's a practice. And we must continue. Prabhupada said we have to keep practicing and practicing Rup Dharana, Radha Krishna Rup Dharana, Radha Krishna Rup Dhyan, until we come to the platform of Radha Krishna Samadhi. Radha Krishna Rup Samadhi, Rup Dhyan Samadhi. Full absorption, 24 hours a day, in the name, form, qualities, and pastimes of Radha and Krishna. This is the perfection of the bhakti yogi. Shravanam Kirtanam Radha Krishna Smaranam. Prabhupada is telling us, we meditate on Radha and Krishna. Beautiful verse. So until and unless we become fixed in that way, he should continuing practicing bhakti yoga Smaranam. Bhakti Yoga Dharanam, until he comes to Bhakti Yoga Dhyanam and Bhakti Yoga Dhruva Anusmriti. Then Bhakti Yogi Samadhi, which means moment to moment, he's always in the presence of Radha Giridhari and Radha Shyam Sundar. He's feeling them, he's seeing them, he's touching them, he's smelling them, he's tasting them, he's smelling them, he's seeing them, he's hearing them, he's feeling them. His panch indriya are all in Krishna Vishai. With Krishna, Radha and Krishna. This is the goal. So Prabhupada is pointing us towards this goal. The easiest way to get to this goal of perfection, Radha Krishna praying, is to honor and worship the devotees, especially our guru. This is the basic conclusion of this verse. Thank you very much for your extended, ecstatic attention. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Sarva Bhakta Loga ki. Vansha Kapil Trivyascha Kripa Sindhavaya Vajra.